Blog Talk Radio.
Anticipating Sister Valencia Tims for the second time on the show. She is a fantastic reggae artist, and we will be talking about her hit tune, Sojourner Truth. And she is also appearing here in Chicago at the Wild Hair on tomorrow at 8 p.m. So those of you who are in Chicago and you want something to do, definitely want to check her out. But before we proceed, I want you to hear this announcement.
Greetings, Aquava. Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports. Hunan Imports. They are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden level shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bags made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian tapestry carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure, unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Hunan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Hunan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Hunan. You'll be glad you did.
And we are black. We are still waiting for Sister Thames, Valencia Thames, but we're going to take a listen to this, one of her songs. So join our troop.
Strength of a woman, she has to show them in time again. Mark your enemy from your friend. A dry loving woman will show no fear. She continues to build and see past her fears. Strength of a woman, she has to show them in time again. Mark your enemy from your friend. A dry loving woman, right, you know she a soldier.
Right, I'm a woman. She has to show time and time again.
Yeah, I.
You got it. I cursed the devil that took his life, but I'm a cheat and sign his name into the book of life.
And we are black. We are black with the talented and the beautiful Valencia Tim. Let's welcome her with a big yay. Yay. Welcome, 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 Valencia. It's a love to you guys.
Thank
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great as well. I was so pleasantly surprised when I saw that you're appearing at the Wild Hair here in Chicago tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I love to perform there. I've been there a few times to perform, so I'm really excited about coming back tomorrow night. I'll be there with... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go on, go on.
Oh, I was just saying that I'll be there with Yard Squad, which is a band locally in St. Louis, and Cool Johnny Cool, who's from Jamaica. So I'm really excited about that.
That's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow at the Wild Hair. Valencia, where were you born?
Where was I born? I was born in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. And
yeah.
How did... music play a part in you growing up in your home? What kind of art was present in your home while growing up?
Well, my father is a blues musician. He's a drummer and a singer for a band, and he's been that my entire life. And so he would, you know, sit me down at the computer and at the piano and sing. You can tell where my head is. And sing, you know, make up songs with me and teach me how to play. And, well, he wasn't a piano player, but he would just, you know, we'd mess around on the computer, on the piano. And so, you know, that was a big part of me growing up and going to see him play at festivals around town and things like that. So,
wow. That had to be a thrill. That had to be so thrilling to have one of your parents, or maybe both, one of them performing before you and actually you seeing them working and doing it. That is very impactful.
Oh, yeah. It was for me because I wanted that. And it's funny because my dad tells me stories about when I was little, just, you know, singing all the time. And, of course, that had to be, you know, something for him to see. You know, I'm a little baby and I'm just trying to, you know, I don't know the words, but I'm trying to carry on with him as he's singing and things like that. So, you know, he said I've always had that in me. But I actually joined the church choir. That was my first experience personally, you know, with singing and then performing live, not until 2008. So, yeah.
How old were you when you joined the church choir?
Six years old.
Mm-hmm.
And... it was just a moving thing for the choir to be in the, you know, choir stand and all the clapping and stomping and singing and, you know, like all of that just was something that gave me energy. So I wanted to participate in it in that way so that I could feed off of it and give my own as well. So, yeah.
Were your parents a member of that church as well?
Actually, my aunt was an evangelist at the church, but neither one of my parents were members of the church. But my aunt felt like, you know, I'm going to pick her up and take her to church every Sunday with me. She was getting me when I was young, so, you know, that was what that was about.
That is. So when did you recognize that people wanted to hear your voice when you sang?
Probably in school, probably middle school. I was in choir at school, and I went, I was bussed out. I was part of the DSEC program here in St. Louis, which is not called that anymore, but at the time, that's what it was called. And the choir leader wanted me to sing a certain way, and it was different from... It was different from, you know, the music that I was used to, like at the church, that came on the radio that my dad sang. And she wanted me to have a certain stature about my singing. And I just really was like, no, I have to make it soulful, and it has to come from down here. And she's like, no, keep it up here. And I'm like, no, it has to come from, you know. So it was kind of a debate that went on at the time. But, you know, I couldn't express myself in her class. I had to do it on the school bus, you know, and so I would sing to the kids on the bus, and they'd request, you know, different songs, and that was the first time I knew that people wanted to hear my voice, actually, at that time, when kids were, like, huddling around me, asking me to sing, so.
Yeah. Oh, that must be a wonderful feeling. To be recognized for a talent. Do you remember the songs? And well, let me ask you this first. Was your high school integrated?
Well, that's what they called it. Yes, it was an integration program, basically, where they bused kids that lived in the inner city, as they like to term it, out to the county schools. I don't know how many schools participated in the program, but I actually started in the program around the time that it first started in elementary school. I was in elementary school at the time, and it was, you know, an experience for me to encounter that, you know, when I was young. And I went all through high school, so, yeah.
So when you're the teacher that was requesting you to be stiff-necked, was she an African, European?
Oh, no. She was European, yes. Yeah.
I had a very similar experience when I was in high school back in the 60s. We had a magnificent choir. We took state competition all the time. We were just superior. Our director was a European. And I stayed in choir 3 years in high school because I just loved it and learned a lot. But he wanted us to sing "Ride the Chariot in the Morning, Lord." And the way I wanted to do it was not the way he wanted to do it. So he eventually had this other guy who would conform. He was a European. And it was very, very vanilla, you know, but that's what he wanted. But I learned at an early age the differences between singing with soul. And you were right. They want you to sing out the top of your head instead of out of your soul.
Yes, exactly. And, I mean, it's a different feeling even, you know. Yeah. And so I remember the songs that we sang there, like Speed Bonnie Boat and different things like that. So, you know, and it's almost like you raise your chest to lift your shoulders to sing, you know, that way.
Exactly.
But, you know, the songs that I was comfortable and that really got down in my soul, I could reach down and it would just come from my toes up, you know, to be able to sing those songs. So,
I was going to say, unfortunately, we had to endure that type of education, but that's what we asked for. I'm going to play your song again, and we can talk about it when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a wonderful conversation with Sister Valencia Timms. She is going to be appearing at the Wild Hair tomorrow at 8 p.m. with other artists, one from Jamaica as well, and that magnificent band called Yard Squad out of St. Louis, Missouri. So if you have something to do, drop it, go down to the Wild Hair, and check out this beautiful sister. And I'm going to take a listen to now. She's doing it too. Again, once again.
Strength of a woman, she has to show time and time again. Mark your enemy from your friend. A dry loving woman, I'll show no fear. She continues to build and see past her fear. Strength of a woman, she has to show time and time again. Mark your enemy from your friend. A dry loving woman, right, you know she a soldier.
To, you know, make a song that would teach about her and also send a message about women as well, which is part of the reason why she gave the speech, or the main reason why she gave the speech at the time, had everything to do with her wanting to make sure that people recognized that women were strong and strong enough to have rights, you know. And, you know, she was talking about different things that happened in her life and things that she experienced, and but she's a woman, but we're saying that women are weak and they need to be taken care of and different things of that nature, you know. But I've endured, you know, as a slave, the same things that a man would. They didn't give me special treatment. That was basically what she was saying. And so, you know, I just felt like it's a powerful message, and it translates in different ways for different people and for different women, you know. So, yeah.
Well, that was a job very well done.
And, oh, thank you.
We are appreciative of your rendering your soul to that song, so that we can realize and awaken others, so that
right.
we can materialize, you know, the things that we need manifest in front of us. So, who are the musicians on that tune?
Actually, this was a rhythm that I recorded the tune over. It has since been redone, and I'll be releasing that with Yard Squad. We recorded another rhythm or our own, you know, music to it in the studio. And so that is in process right now. But,
Well, that is a quick way. And a good way for the artist who wrote the rhythm. How does that work? Does he still get royalties on that rhythm?
I am not selling the actual that version of it, so I don't receive anything from that at all. It is you mean the artist that created the rhythm that my vocals are
yes.
over right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, there are so several rhythms that artists use, and I've never found out how does that work. So I don't use other people's rhythms because I don't know about the royalty things on that. But it's baffling to me how it works. Does that artist who wrote that still get the royalties, like the tune, what's that tune, bad, it's do, you know what I'm talking about? Now, that rhythm is used on many, many songs, and I'm wondering if whoever wrote them, the bass line and them horn lines, are they getting paid for that or what? I don't know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's in the audience, call in at 323-870-8403 and give us the answer.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, I know that it's important. Like, whenever I use a rhythm to write to, I usually use it as inspiration to write my songs, and then I get with my band and see if we can come up with something, so that, you know, I'm not mass producing. I don't mass produce over somebody else's rhythm, but I hadn't really had an opportunity to get my entire band into the studio, but we've been mm-hmm. actually playing our version of the song whenever I play it live. So, yeah.
Well, that is a beautiful version that we've heard. And are you going to do that tomorrow night?
Yes, yes.
indeed. What's next on the agenda for you, beloved? What other projects are you working on?
Well, many things. Currently, I am wanting to record more, get
mm-hmm.
in the studio and record more of my original songs. And I've actually written a book of short stories that I plan to make into novels. And so, you know, I'm a writer. I've been a writer first, and foremost, and this is one manifestation of that, writing music and singing and, you know, performing with reggae. But so that's something else that I'm looking forward to doing. And I'm really wanting to tour the West Coast in the near future. Here in St. Louis, I'm planning a History of Reggae in St. Louis conference for October, where a lot of historical reggae people who've been in the community and built it from, you know, out of just playing music around and sharing that experience with people are going to come together and talk about the history and where we are with reggae now in St. Louis. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
I am excited as well. What is the date on that?
October 3rd, and that'll be at Utopia Studios here in St. Louis.
That'll be where?
At Utopia, Utopia Studios. That's the name of the venue that we're hosting it at.
And what's the address?
Oh, I should have that handy. I'd have to look that up because I don't.
Nope.
It's on
no
Park. It's here on Park and behind Cardinal Lennon Hospital. I don't have the address
offhand. Well,
I apologize.
Just kindly post that on your page on Facebook.
I will.
So that we can, yes, because that sounds like something I would make a trip to. I love history. And
I really love
the history of reggae in the cities because the actual reggae bands playing in the cities is not nearly as old as the city, so it is so interesting to see who had the gumption to put it out there, you know,
right,
and to do it, you know. So that excites me very much. Can you go back in your mind and recall the very first song that resonated in your soul?
The very first song out of any genre, or
out of any genre, just the first time a song resonated in your soul.
Okay, and I don't know. For me, it was actually I have a very early memory because my father gave me a teddy bear that played "You Are My Sunshine," and so that song would be the one that I would say is the first that resonated in my soul because "You Are My Sunshine," "My Only Sunshine." You know, it's a simple song, but at the same time, it meant a lot to me. You know, I'm sorry.
There was a cowboy on TV. My mother's favorite cowboy. His name was Gene Autry. And he made that song famous. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
You make me happy. When skies are gray." Yeah, I know. It's something that is a simple message. "You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. You know, please don't take my sunshine away." So that is the one song that even now, sometimes if I'm going through a tough moment, and that song comes to my mind, it's an uplift for me. So,
yeah.
I don't have the teddy bear anymore. but,
I'm imagining someone adopting that to reggae. Because the lyrics are so poignant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're powerfully poignant. And I don't know the second verse. But that first verse is very magnificent, in my opinion. Time has passed on, beloved. Kindly give us your contact information, how one can reach you for engagements.
Yes, definitely. You're asking if you can pass it on, or you want me to. So. I'm Valencia Timms. I go by Sojourner, actually, when I'm performing. As far as sites are concerned, you can find me as Valencia Sojourner or Sojourner Band on Reverb. And as far as booking gigs right now, I would say go to the Yard Squad page. They're booking all of the gigs currently through them. And it'd be Art Richards. His number is 314-283-6079.
Well, Sister Valencia, Sister Sojourner,
yes.
Let me tell you, I have indeed enjoyed your presence on the show, and I look forward to the next time we can get together and discuss more aspects of perspective.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun. It was great. Looking forward to meeting you in the near future.